From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. This week, the Sandals Foundation celebrates 8 years with 800 students. Stay tuned to find out how they are sharing the love. Over 800 students in Western Jamaica are benefiting from the involvement of the Sandals Foundation in their schools. Earlier in March, the foundation celebrated its 8th anniversary, and representatives from the Sandals resorts in the Montego Bay region, including Sandals Montego Bay, Royal Caribbean, and Sandals Inn, have gone all across Ocho Rios, Negril, and other parts of Westmoreland, sharing the love.
The Sandals Foundation represents 3 decades of work that we've been doing in the various communities where we're located. It was officially launched in March 2009, and we're just excited about the impact that we have created in the various communities.
Sandals Regional Public Relations Manager Kadeen Daly. Throughout its tenure, the nonprofit organization has made strides in improving the lives of over 500,000 people, with children at the top of the list. Lenora Morris Basic School is one of the institutions benefiting under what the foundation calls Project Sprout.
That is just to improve the literacy program at that school, and that involves hiring social workers as well as a literacy teacher to really just get more information on why it is that the literacy level of these students are at a low, and to help to increase and to also improve their level of learning.
The Scholastic Reading Road Trip is another of the education-based initiatives by Sandals from which the school benefits.
Before the Sandals Foundation came on board, we did not have some of the resources needed to fully engage students. Our teachers are always dedicated to create a better learning environment, but now we have computers and software to enhance the teaching-learning process.
Principal of Lenora Morris Basic School, Tracy Ricketts. Sandals also provided the manpower and equipment needed by the school to improve its literacy.
On behalf of the Lenora Morris Basic School, I, as principal, would like to thank the Sandals Foundation for introducing the Reading Road Trip to our school and the Project Sprout program to our school. They have provided a very much a benefit to our school, and these include a wide variety of materials, more interaction with visitors from other countries. But the greatest benefit of all is that children are engaged in literacy and numeracy activities.
Since 2009, over 22,000 persons have received training in proper environmental practices, and more than 300,000 students in the region have benefited academically, whether through donations or literacy programs. Sandals Regional Public Relations Manager Kadeen Daly says plans are in place to take projects started in Jamaica to the rest of the region.
The impact that we've seen so far, the students have been able to get into really prominent primary schools because of their improved level of literacy, and of course going on to high school. So once we take an assessment of their level of improvement, then we're able to make recommendations on the next step as it relates to their education.
With 8 years under its belt, the Sandals Foundation is gearing up for decades of service to people in Jamaica, the Caribbean, and the rest of the world.
We are really excited about what is to come. We have celebrated 8 years, and so with the end of the 3-year pilot project, the Project Sprout, we are going to be looking at the other Caribbean islands to roll out this as well. It has been a project that has been endorsed by the Ministry of Education, and we really hope that we are able to just roll it out into the other islands come later this year.
And that's how we end today's program. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Attorneys, accountants, business service providers, corporate secretaries, register now for the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority seminar on new legislation to support international financial and business services in Jamaica. Thursday, April 6, Knutsford Court Hotel, 8:30 a.m. Call 978-7755.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.